You're listening to the Vari McKechnie podcast, and this is the 100 Day Journey series. Over the course of 100 days, I'm committing to showing up daily with an idea, a simple practice, a snippet of wisdom, all with the intention of helping us all develop our own personal practice in the art of living well. It's about taking time to pause, to prepare for and reflect on our days as we navigate what our next right step is. So thank you for joining me on this journey. Let's take today's step. A quote by Martha Beck. If a problem looks difficult, relax. If it looks impossible, relax even more. Then begin encouraging small changes, putting just enough pressure on yourself to move one turtle step forwards. Then rest, savor, and celebrate. Then step again. You'll find that slow is fast, gentle is powerful, and stillness moves mountains. We can often feel like we need to be taking giant, significant leaps each and every day towards the life that we most desire. As humans, we are not able to sustain this level of output and be consistent with it. What is more important is that we can be consistent in a sustainable way. And that's where taking these small, consistent steps creates magic in our lives. It can feel insignificant on any particular day, but this compound effect of these small steps taken consistently is what creates magic. We don't have to know what to do next month or next year. All we have to do is what is right in front of us today. With my clients, I use a structure of getting them to set a 90-day goal, a 90-day intention of what they want to create in the world. This 90 days is the sweet spot between giving ourselves enough time to create something new that doesn't yet exist or to create significant change in a particular area of our life. But it's also short enough where we feel motivated to take action tomorrow in the immediate future. We shouldn't know what we need to do at day 70, 75, 80 on our way to that 90-day goal from day one. The way that I like to structure this with my clients is that we set the intention for day 90 and we make a plan towards that, but that plan is flexible, it's malleable. We want to take check-ins at day 30 and day 60 so we can readjust and recalibrate as a result of what we've learned along the way. If we're trying to create something that doesn't yet exist, we're going to have to learn new skills. We're going to have to show up in different ways. We're going to have to take a lot of inspired action and be willing to fail, make some course corrections, and go again. When we are on the hamster wheel of life and we are hustling and trying to take massive action each and every day, all it results in is burnout and overwhelm and exhaustion. And that's when we give up. So how can we make it more sustainable? How can we cultivate more ease on our way towards creating those goals and achieving those dreams that we have set the intention for. When we move slowly and gently, and when we can value stillness, it lets us hear our own thoughts. It lets us witness our own ideas. It allows us to offer ourselves the answers rather than looking outside of ourselves for the answers. It guides us towards inspiration about what to do next. So today I invite you to carve out 10 minutes to allow yourself to sit in stillness, to allow yourself to hear your thoughts, to recognize those ideas, and to develop answers for some of those questions you might have. This 10 minutes might be when you are in your car, when you get home from work, before you step out and back into family life. It might be in the morning while you wait for your coffee to brew. It might be while the kids are doing their homework or watching TV. 10 minutes a day over the course of a month equates to 5 hours. How might your life be different if you listened to your own thoughts in stillness for 5 hours over the next month? When we can spend 10 minutes in stillness each day, we give ourselves the opportunity to be more efficient and more effective with our time. It can be all too easy to convince ourselves that we don't have this spare time. But what if spending this 10 minutes in stillness each day allowed you to know what to do next with more clarity, with more assuredness, with more certainty than if you just launched into your day looking to take all of those massive actions? As Martha Beck said, slow is fast, gentle is powerful, and stillness moves mountains. That's all for today. If you would like to follow along on the 100-day journey via email, you can join over at varimckechnie.com/journey. Thank you as always for traveling alongside me. Do the small things, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Sending love.